This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now officially in the presidential race. But can he win? AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
American University's James Thurber thinks Biden can beat President Trump in the general election. The issue will be winning the nomination of a party that's become younger, more diverse, and liberal. A big challenge for a 76-year-old white man with occasionally centrist views.
He has to persuade a new generation that he's got the right ideas.
At least early on, Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College figures Biden's name recognition will help.
I think he starts off in a fairly strong position.
At or near the top of a crowded field as the campaign ramps up. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Sudan's capital Thursday for what organizers called a million-strong march in support of civilian rule. As Naba Mohideen reports, the rally took place even though Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council and opposition groups agreed to form a committee to resolve their disagreements.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese poured onto Khartoum's streets Thursday, calling for military leaders who toppled Omar al-Bashir to hand over power to civilian leaders. Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, organized the march after talks with the Transitional Military Council deadlocked. Three members of the TMC resigned late Wednesday after the SPA called for the march. Military leaders took over, promising elections within 2 years. But protesters are demanding immediate civilian rule and have refused to leave the streets. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The human rights group Amnesty International says U.S. coalition forces killed more than 1,600 civilians in an air campaign to retake the city of Raqqa from Islamic State. As Henry Ridgewell reports, that figure is multiple times more than the coalition has acknowledged.
Following a two-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa.
This is not a situation of a few individual cases, isolated cases. It is much more systemic than that.
Amnesty worked alongside the investigative group Air Wars, spending 2 months on the ground in Raqqa, interviewing survivors and visiting strike sites. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The United States is warning there could be more attacks in Sri Lanka this weekend. The U.S. Embassy in Colombo is advising people to avoid places of worship in the country, citing Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks could occur. The warning comes days after a devastating attack on Christian worshipers on Easter Sunday, when suicide bombers killed more than 250 people. On Thursday, Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said that the father of two of the suspected suicide bombers has been arrested on suspicion of aiding his sons.
The father was taken in, earlier. He is a leading businessman, one of the leading dealers in spices, pepper and all. he's known around the business community. Active in politics, was in the list of one of the political parties, but I do not know if he knew what his sons were doing.
Also Thursday, Sri Lanka's defense secretary quit after the country's president called for his resignation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok. The leaders discussed denuclearization. Charles de Ledesma of AP reports.
Putin says the North is ready to make the move, but needs serious security guarantees to do so. Russia's president says he is ready to share details from the summit with President Donald Trump, as there are no secrets, adding that Kim himself has encouraged him to explain the nuances of Pyongyang's stance if he talks to Trump about the talks. Putin notes that Russia and the US both want North Korea to abandon nuclear weapons, but suggests guarantees should likely be underwritten by multiple countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.